With planting season just around the corner, the Oklahoma Wheat Commission hosted its 2016 Wheat Review to catch wheat producers across the state up to speed on what's going on in the industry. We were able to catch up with one of their speakers, Alan Tracy, president of the U.S. Wheat Associates, to find out what opportunities and strategies his organization is working on in the global marketplace.
Alan, tell us a little bit about what you're speaking about today.
Yes, I'm going to be talking about a couple of the issues that have been changing in the world trade situation, how they're impacting farmers, right to the pennies at the farm gate, and what we need to try to do about those. One of them is pretty obvious. That's the growth in Russia. You know, we can't make them go away. But we have been at U.S. Wheat Associates shifting our resources away from the Middle East and towards Latin America and Asia, where Russia doesn't reach and where they're actually paying us more. You know, so last year Russia was the world's largest exporter, but they actually, in terms of dollar value, they were only fifth. Mm-hmm. It was really quite a remarkable point, and the U.S. Continues to get some value out of our quality. I know that's a hard message right today when the farmers are looking at lower protein crops and big discounts, but it does make a difference in the long run, and it's going to change. The other one is a little less obvious, and that is that we used to always talk about trade policy, our efforts for our government to work to try to get fairness out of our competitors. Well, it's interesting, you know, the Australian Wheat Board's gone, the Canadian Wheat Board's gone, Europe doesn't subsidize their exports anymore. The biggest trade distortion in world markets now is not coming from our competitors. It's coming from middle-income developing countries and the fact that they're now getting wealthy enough to use subsidies, and they're using them in the most unfair way. Price support's way above market. If you grow wheat in China, you're guaranteed $10 a bushel. And of course, you know, they're the biggest wheat growing place country in the world, and that's boosted production. India, Turkey, Brazil. We've done a lot of work fostering studies of those groups, including down at Texas A&M, and showing the harm that's causing back at the farm gate. China alone is costing right now, just because of the use of those price supports, and they also have input subsidies, you know, lower cost fertilizer and that sort of thing. Those things alone are costing U.S. producers $650 million at the farm gate. Mm-hmm. Now that's pretty substantial.
Absolutely.
So we've been working first to point out these facts, show how the impact they're having, and then to try to get our government involved to take a case in the WTO against China. Mm-hmm. So that part hasn't happened yet, but we're working on it very hard and hope to get it before this administration ends.
When asked about the impact that recent GMO labeling legislation is having on his work at U.S. Wheat Associates, Tracy said that there have been a few problems that have arisen, but quickly been resolved. He says he looks forward to working with administrations to continue to support and promote the work being done by companies like Monsanto.
Well, as you may know, there was a find of some GMO wheat, Roundup tolerant wheat in a farm field in Washington State, and we've had to put a huge amount of time trying to keep trade flowing, and it looks pretty good. We worked with in this case the Monsanto company and APHIS, and we got the tests over to Korea. They're testing for it now. They're not finding anything. There is none that we know of anywhere in any commercial fields, but there was a temporary interruption in buying from both Japan and Korea. Korea's already fixed, and Japan should be within days now. So you know, that's progress. But in terms of the longer term issues of supporting and promoting biotechnology, we and NOG are very much together on that issue and want to support technology for our producers. At the same time, I think you're seeing some of these new techniques come in, the gene deletion type of techniques, And they hold some real promise, I think, because they don't have the stigma that GMO does. They don't have the marketing issues that you face in the international market, which is so important to the price farmers receive. So, I think things look good if we can keep the administrations from over-regulating things.
In reflecting on this year's crop, Tracy acknowledges that we may have a protein problem on our hands, but he says in all other respects, we've got some very high-quality wheat out there. He says he's telling customers right now that now is the time to buy wheat.
Well, it's obviously a whole lot better if you got something to sell. We obviously wish we had a little more high protein. We just put out a story to all of our customers around the world telling them that if they want hard red winter wheat with 12% or higher protein, it is available. You know, we have a big carryover in last year's crop. At the same time, you got a crop this year that is good and very good in all other respects. Very nice kernel size and so on. We're really helpful for milling. So that's a positive, and they can get it at a pretty good price right now. And I know that farmers aren't happy about the price, but we're talking to the customers and saying now's the time to buy.